Hi everybody, I'm Eleanor Jackson and you are here with Is Not Dead, a weekly program looking at the things in life that are not dead, like today's topic, which is punk. Joining us today we have Nina Basson, who is a 21-year-old Brisbane-based member of the punk community, by which, as far as I can tell, that just means that she is rocking it out DIY style, and we want to welcome her to today's show to answer the question, why is punk not dead? Welcome to the show, Nina.
Thank you.
Great. Now, let's just start with the easy one because I'm an outsider on punk and I have to say, you know, anyone with dark hair, piercings and maybe a flannelette shirt, I mean, I can't tell if that's emo, is that punk, is this metal? I mean, how do you define punk?
Well, I think that punk is really an attitude and a state of mind rather than a specific genre of music or something like that, or a style of dress. I think that it's all about a DIY ethos and getting in there and just going with the flow and not just taking
don't panic. The punk spirits will come to you. Can you tell me how you felt maybe the first time you heard punk music? Like, do you remember when it happened? Do you remember what it was like? What was playing for your punk initiation?
Well, my older brother was a bit of a metalhead, and then I thought metal was the be-all and end-all of music. But I met a friend in high school who got me into some awful pop-punk bands, and I think that was my gateway to some much more interesting and political punk bands like Black Flag was probably one of the first bands I heard. And it kind of blew my mind, I think, a little bit after everything I'd been listening to previously, and just instantly fell in love.
Love at first sight. Either that or Good Charlotte as gateway drug. There's a lesson in here, people. Did you have yourself a punk Mr. Miyagi? I mean, in every journey for me, there's always a Mr. Miyagi, somebody who throws you out in the backyard and makes you wax their car so that you can truly find your epic punk spirit. Who is that person for you?
Well, apart from the high school pop punk friends, both my mum and dad had some pretty interesting music tastes and sort of passed that along growing up. They both grew up in the 70s, so they both had a pretty big influence of punk. My dad was into his Aussie punk stuff, and my mum sort of listened to more British and American stuff and got me into it that way as well. Yeah.
What are punks like as parents?
I think they calmed down a lot by the time they had kids, but yeah. Encouraging, really encouraging and open to supporting anything that we wanted to do, which is really good.
I guess that's very much in line with the sort of do-it-yourself spirit that kind of says, you know, don't wait until the establishment gives you permission, but, you know, just kind of go for it. Can you tell me much about, I mean, you're a young woman, so to speak, though wise in your years. Do you have a feeling about how punk is for women? Because I guess from as an outsider, the perception can be that it's a very aggressive, very male-dominated sort of music scene. And so I'd love to hear what your thoughts were about, you know, women and punk. Where are they? Where are they going?
Yeah, I think it really does depend on what scene that you're in. Every place has a different scene and a different dynamic within that scene. I found that coming from a metal background that the punk community is more welcoming than the kind of super macho metal heads. Because of the political nature of a lot of it, I think a lot of punk music is about standing up for equal rights and definitely stepping away from that kind of ingrained discrimination within society. So I think after things like the Riot Girl movement, I think that really opened up the kind of macho punk scene that was before that. And I think that it's sort of a lot more open to women now.
That's great news. Do you feel, for you, that you could set up your own punk band, punk label, just go for it? There are no real barriers for you as a woman?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's still a few problems, like I think a lot of bands with women members or all women bands get a lot of attention as like a novelty act kind of thing. I don't think that's necessarily good. I've heard people say things like, you know, oh, people will always come and watch a band with a hot chick in it kind of thing, which isn't good. But I think that for the most part people are quite accepting, and I'd like to think that most of the people into punk are all for that kind of political aspect, you know, for diversity rather than closing doors, opening them for everyone.
This isn't a question that I flagged to you earlier, but I wonder, do you have a favourite punk lyric? Like, is there something that if you're going to go home and you're feeling really meh from the day and you just think, I need to hear this track because this line is going to come out, and when I am singing along to that in my bedroom or it's in my headphones while I'm walking home from work, that's just like, for me, that typifies punk. Like, are there a few different lines or different songs that you think really, really capture that spirit for you?
Yeah, I think probably from a couple of my favourite bands, I find Social Distortion, although Mike Ness writes some really kind of daft, simple lyrics, his song Don't Take Me For Granted is a really kind of simplistic celebration of just that amazing feeling of what music can be for people. Just the I don't really want to like quote the songs, but yeah,
it's a lot of pressure to start to sing online. I know, sorry.
But yeah, and also any Distillers songs from the album Sing Sing Death House, there's a lot of anthem kind of songs on there for sure. So yeah,
you've mentioned a couple of bands there, the Distillers. You know, do you have members that would be in your all-time punk supergroup? Like, you are programming the most epic punk concert ever. You are playing whatever instrument you choose to suddenly become very talented at. Who is up on stage with you?
Yeah, well, I'd be on drums because I used to play drums a bit. But yeah, I definitely have to have Brody Dahl from the Distillers up on stage with me, rocking out guitar. Definitely have to have Mike Ness from Social D, even though he's like my mum's age and getting a bit over it now. I think, although this isn't a very complete band because all these people are singers and guitarists, Frank Carter from Gallows as well, because he's a sort of modern... a modern guy encompassing the punk spirit, and really he's got some amazing energy as well.
Fantastic. I don't know what that sounds like, but I'm sure it's loud. Now this probably won't apply to your family, but just to kind of wrap us up, we want to ask the question that is the focus of every podcast here on Is Not Dead. But if your mum and dad are sitting opposite you at the dinner table and they have invited more conservative and boring friends over, and those friends say to you, Nina, but punk is dead, what do you say to them?
I think it really depends on how you define punk. If you're defining punk as the Sex Pistols, then I think it's safe to say that that era is pretty much over. But I think that the punk spirit and attitude is ingrained in so much of what people do, that sort of any kind of rebellious out there kind of activity, I think a lot of people don't even realise that they're being punk while they're doing it. So I think it's very much alive and well, and I think so long as there's things to complain about, which there definitely are, then I think there'll always be punk.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. As long as there are things to complain about, there will always be punk. This has been Is Not Dead. I'm Eleanor Jackson. Our guest today has been Nina Basson, a flagship member of the Brisbane punk scene. We'd just like to thank her for her time and welcome you back next week when we'll be discussing Is Scrapbooking Dead? Exit music. Oh, no, wait.